this winter, we spent some time digging into Jesus' call from all those passages in the gospel to follow me, right? Follow me, he says, and I will make you fish for people. Follow me. But today, on this second Sunday of Lent, Jesus hits us with a follow-up that is a lot harder than just follow me, because he says this: if anyone wants to be my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And then he says, for those that want to save their life will lose it. I mean, this is not exactly an enticing invitation, Jesus. Like, he's saying, if you want to follow me, be prepared to, first of all, carry a cross, and then suffer, and then die. My reaction to this, as I was thinking through the call, it reminded me of that beautiful story that some of you may know that St. Teresa of Avila speaks about while she was on a journey doing God's work. And she describes how she faced many difficulties, including nearly dying at one point on this journey. Then she falls into a river due to a strong current in this mud, and she loses her footing, and she's afraid she's going to be carried away. And she exclaims out, "Oh, my Lord, when will you save me from all these obstacles being put in my path?" And right then, she's saved and gets her footing. God saves her. But she describes hearing God say, "Do not complain, daughter. This is how I treat all my friends." To which Saint Teresa replies, "Oh Lord, that is why you have so few." I mean, this is one of the hardest calls to hear in the Gospels from Jesus. I think we're really getting into the heart, though, of what it may mean for us to follow Jesus. Certainly what it meant for the disciples, you know. Those of us are needing to be separated out, I guess, for those of us who really want to follow Jesus, and those, of course, who had only been giving lip service up to that point. And the question that leaves us, as readers, as followers of Jesus, is simply this: knowing what you know, right, the cost of discipleship, do you still really want to follow Jesus? Do we? Do you? And the Gospels don't, good, I like that. The Gospels don't presume, though, that you do. And Jesus doesn't presume that those listening do. In fact, Jesus is presuming you're going to have to choose to be a follower. And of course, that choice could happen at any age, maybe when you're very young or when you're older, preparing for confirmation as an adult. But in fact, we all do have to make that choice. And as I've mentioned many times before, we often have to make it more than once. We probably have to make that choice many times in our lives. And I know church types, we will respond like a knee-jerk, "Well, of course I want to follow Jesus." But then Jesus is giving us this like insight into what that actually might mean. And it should actually, I think, give us pause just for a moment to take it in. Because this is not an invitation to a purely comfortable life. This is not the health and wealth gospel being offered that's sometimes preached. Notice what Jesus doesn't say here. He doesn't say, "Follow me and everything will go swimmingly from there on out," right? Or, "Follow me and you'll never suffer again." Mm-mm. Or, "Follow me and you'll get rich." Definitely not. Or, "Follow me and you won't have to change a thing." While there are tremendous blessings to follow Jesus, and I'm going to talk about those in a moment, but I just want us to pause here to recognize that this journey he's describing includes dying to ourselves, as we'd say,